Welcome to 15 with Christine. Tony Herrera-Bast, President and CEO of the Hoover Area Chamber of Commerce, is our special guest today. So let's get started. On 15 with Christine, we talk about all things business growth. But before we dive in, I want to let you know where you can find the podcast. I'll come to you live on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook. Hit the subscribe button and you won't miss an episode. You know, my goal with 15 with Christine is to help introduce you to people who can help you grow your business. I'm excited to welcome Tony Herrera-Bast today, President and CEO of the Hoover Area Chamber of Commerce, because we're going to talk about how the Hoover Chamber of Commerce helps businesses grow and thrive. Welcome, Tony. Glad to have you on.
Thanks for inviting me, Christine. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, Tony, it has been my pleasure to get to know you over the past year as you have been leading the Hoover Area Chamber of Commerce. But I'd like to take a step back and ask you about your story. You know, tell us the story of your career, and we'd love to hear more about what led you to your current position at the Chamber.
Yes, well, so I'll start off just with saying I never say no to an opportunity. That's pretty much my golden rule. But for 16 years, I spent most of my time leading the marketing, public relations, and air service development department at the Birmingham Airport Authority, or the Birmingham Airport here in Birmingham, Alabama. After that, I was recruited by the Raleigh-Durham Airport to come and be their director of media, as well as crisis communication. So as you can tell, most of my time has been spent in the marketing and communications area. After that time at RDU, I came home and started to work with the YWCA.
Yes.
And I was the vice president of mission impact and public relations. I learned quite a bit from that role, and it was certainly a passion, and they worked the mission, and it's a tough job regardless of what role you play with them. So that was great. Then I saw this opportunity to give back to a community that had encouraged me, supported me, provided a great upbringing and education for my family.
Yes.
And so I wanted to put my skill set to work for a purpose, to improve a community, to give back to a community that loved me and my family. And that's actually how I got back to the Hoover Chamber. It always comes full circle. When I was earlier in my career, I had an opportunity to be part of Leadership Hoover.
Yes.
And I jumped on it. But that was an investment I made in myself. I paid for the class. I used vacation time to attend the classes. And
wow,
that is something that I always loved. I mean, it just grew my love for Hoover and made me a champion for Hoover. So now I feel like I've come full circle. But that was an investment in myself. And so, you know, you take a little extra pride when you do that.
You do. Tony, if we look at you making that personal investment, how would you describe why you went above and beyond to invest in Leadership Hoover, you know, but before even, you know, knowing about the current position that you're in and pursuing the opportunity?
You know, so that year was the first year for Leadership Hoover. It was a new opportunity. And I was working in Birmingham. And unfortunately, the airport couldn't invest in that. They invested in so many other ways for me professionally when it came to aviation. But they were in Birmingham. So this was really about my personal growth, my my family's growth in the community. And so that is really what called me to invest in Leadership Hoover, to really get to know my neighbors, to really get to know the person at the store that I would, you know, where I bought my groceries, where I went to church. It really tied everything together for me. And so that made the investment so worth it for my, it was personal growth.
Yes. Well, it speaks volumes about your own commitment that you made that investment. And I'm curious, when you took the reins at the Hoover Area Chamber of Commerce, how would you describe, you know, that vision that you had when you first stepped into the position?
Right. So I am, I'm not the type of person that's satisfied with status quo. Whether that's good or bad, I hadn't figured that out yet. But when this opportunity came up, the board of directors already had a vision, and they knew that it was going to take the chamber being more than it is today.
Yes.
But just like any good leadership, they wanted to make certain that it was the right direction, that it wasn't just what they were seeing, but that the community saw where we were going. You know, cities around our size that are around that, like nearing that 100,000, typically start to look at, like, they recognize and appreciate the organic growth that they had been they have been experiencing for years. But now it's the time to be intentional and have smart growth with the city. And so I just feel really lucky to have taken this on at this time. It's a pivotal time for the city.
So it sounds like you're saying the city of Hoover is getting to a tipping point with that 100,000, you know, population, and that there's a real strategic opportunity to take advantage of that growth and steer it forward. I'm curious, when you speak to the strategic plan, when businesses are looking at either growing because they are already in the city of Hoover, or they're looking at expanding into the city of Hoover, what do you see coming? What do you see the chamber offering? Because businesses want to be a part of that growth as well.
Yes. So that's a great question, Christine. As I mentioned, we embarked on the first strategic planning process that the chamber had been a part of in years. And so going through that strategic planning process allowed us to identify three priority areas. Those priority areas include foster economic growth, be the voice of business, and cultivate talent. So those are the overarching priorities. We had some more work to do. And over the last 24 months, we have done that work. We actually work with NCDS to conduct a feasibility study on the strategic plan and the priorities. It allowed us to verify with the community, both our city leaders and our business leaders, our community leaders, whether or not they were engaged with the chamber now, and learn what they needed. The one secret about Hoover is the accessibility of their leaders. These are the.
I would agree with that. As a resident of Hoover, I would. Can you take a step back and just tell us exactly what NCDS stands for?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes. They're the National Community Development Services. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So did they execute a survey for you to gather that information?
So their economic development fundraising or strategic fundraising organization, they've been around for years. They're actually what we call the original organization that did that. Several of their members have now split off and built their own companies. We felt like they were a strong partner to take us down this road. I have business expertise, I have marketing expertise, I have chamber expertise, but an economist I am not. And I feel like I know myself well enough and know what's best for the community to know, okay, when I need to engage an expert. And so they were the experts and have helped us through this strategic plan.
So it sounds like one of the things you learned from that process was one of the things that is very valuable in the city of Hoover is access to city leadership.
That's correct.
And did you learn anything about the benefits, or what did people expressly say was the benefit of that access to city leaders?
So we're always looking, especially like being the voice of business, we're always looking to help our businesses grow and expand and even get started here in Hoover. And so that accessibility allows our city leaders to also listen to what our businesses need and want, and and be a pro-business city and community. And so that's really what they work towards. We have great city leaders.
Can you give us some examples of what pro-business means when the rubber hits the road?
Sure. So one thing that I can certainly say about the city, they actually hired Greg Knighton to be the director of economic development here in Hoover. And that was right before I came. So since then, he's been able to grow some of his business, some of his team. One particular role is the small business specialist, and that is actually filled by Taylor Durham. And her role is to help businesses with the roadmap to doing business in Hoover. So if they need a business license, if they have any questions about planning and zoning, we work really closely together with her and with Greg and his team to help our businesses be able to do business and help them overcome any obstacles or barriers that they might be experiencing. So those are some of the things that the city has put in place to help to become a more pro-business city. And they understand that there's a lot more growth that can happen in that area. And so I'm happy to share that this week they agreed to our strategic plan, Elevate Hoover, for that to be a public-private partnership between the private sector and our public sector here in Hoover. And so that is a game changer for us.
So what does that mean for businesses? Does it mean that through Elevate Hoover, there will be more resources available?
Yes, there will be more resources available. So the Hoover Chamber, when I arrived, was a traditional chamber with a 3-member team. After going through this strategic plan and the feasibility, we recognize and refining Elevate Hoover, we realize that it's going to take a lot more than just 3 people to get this done.
Yes.
So what we have been able to do is, like I said, the city has agreed to partner with us on Elevate Hoover, and it gets leaders together to work collectively on marketing and branding initiatives for the city. So that is really building out that quality of life so that we have more people wanting to come here, whether we're seeing it in population or residents or visitors, companies that want to come here. So it builds that piece out. The community and workforce needs, we all know that workforce is front of mind for so many businesses, and it's a huge barrier. And we recently had a luncheon where we talked about workforce development. And in my research for that luncheon, what I found interesting was I actually found something from the Bureau of Labor Statistics from 10 years ago that from like 2013, 2014, that I already started to outline our need or a shortage of workforce because of the difference between baby boomers and the number of children they have and the next generation. So it's really understanding all of that, but working together to find those solutions. It's, again, a partnership. And then our advocacy goals and opportunities for the Hoover area. That's where our businesses have a voice and we have a seat at the table to really talk about what does pro-business mean.
And what action needs to be taken. And exactly. When you have access to city leaders, you can have real conversations about that that lead to action.
Exactly. And not only with our city leaders, we plan to have a person, a director of public policy at our local, state, and federal levels so that we look for those opportunities where we can grow as Hoover.
Tony, it sounds like we need to continue this conversation as your staff continues to grow to serve businesses in the Hoover area. If you're listening and you'd like to get more information from the Hoover Area Chamber of Commerce, you can go to the website, hooverchamber.org. Tony's contact information is here. She can also put you in touch with the other resources that she mentioned in today's podcast. Tony, thank you for joining us. We will be back in 2 weeks with the next episode of 15 with Christine.